You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Rattle off with your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy. Mix 100, lines are full. The first person to get through was Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what are you doing today? Anything fun and exciting?
So I don't work today, so I'm taking care of my two-year-old. So we're doing Costco in the playground today.
Awesome.
Costco and the playground.
Take a rotisserie chicken to the playground and tear it up.
Perfect.
Those abnormally sized rotisserie chickens.
Massive. So good.
I would think maybe for a two-year-old, Costco is a playground.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. She loves it. Yeah, she gets in and out of the car. And yeah, she loves it.
Me too. It's the weirdest thing. When you go to Costco, you'll see my wife pushing me around in the cart.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Oh, perfect.
Lori,
big carts. It would fit you.
Giant
carts. Very comfortable.
You know, there's a psychological thing, too, is that they do the giant carts so that you will fill them up. I remember talking to the marketing person for a local grocery store chain that will go unnamed. But I asked her, I said, you know those little mini carts that you can get and push around? I said, why don't you have more of those? And she goes, psychologically, when people get a little cart, they don't buy as much.
Huh.
So,
That makes sense.
Isn't it just basic spatial awareness?
Yeah, it's like when you fill that cart, it's like people, you know, it's like people who say that you should serve yourself dinner on a smaller plate, like a salad plate, because you'll put fewer food items on there and you'll feel full, but it's the view of it. Like, I need to fill this up. And it's the same thing with a grocery cart. We're being manipulated, Jeremy.
I don't know. They just have big carts at Costco because the items are big that you put in. Because you buy, like, 90 pounds of mayonnaise and 400 rolls of toilet paper. You need a bigger cart.
It's a little bit of both. If you don't think they want to squeeze every dollar out of you they can, you're crazy.
Lori, you ever go into Costco and grab one of those big pallet carts and then just put like three things on it?
Like one bottle of water.
I've never done that.
Do it. It's
but
fun.
I do know the secret to not buying a ton at Costco.
What's your secret? I got to know.
Make sure you go when you have to pee so that you have to go through
really. You know what? You earned yourself a ding.
Brilliant.
Well played.
Good job.
All right, let's play a rattle off, Lori. Here's how it works. We're going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds and only 10 seconds to rattle off five examples of this category. Jeremy went to see one of these at the Buell just the other day. In 10 seconds, we need you to name five musicals, like Broadway musicals. Five musicals. They can be past or present. Ready and go.
Wicked, Hamilton, The Music Man, Dear Evan Hansen, Come From Away, Book of Mormon, If Then.
My God.
Mamma Mia.
Holy cow.
Wow.
So you like theater.
I actually just went to New York President's Weekend and saw five shows in 3 days.
Whoa, Lori.
And I'm wearing a Hamilton sweatshirt right now.
did we give you the just exactly right category?
Yeah.
How would we know?
How would we know?
Wasn't Hamilton?
Wait a minute. I want to backtrack a little bit. Five musicals in 3 days.
Yep.
That's intense. That's a lot of singing.
Yeah.
Singing and dancing.
Yep. It was so fun, though.
What were the five? Cool. Were they the? You're not the five you rattled off, are they?
Music Man was one of them, because Hugh Jackman's in that right now.
Oh,
so I got to see him on stage in The Music Man, which was mainly, like, that was the main reason for the trip. And then
how was he?
The other ones I saw, he was so good. So good. The show itself, like,
he could have flubbed every line, Lori, and you still would have been like, you're amazing.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as he smiles a lot.
Yeah, he could jack the whole show up and you'd be fine.
When does he not smile? I mean, come on.
He's such a happy guy.
What were the other four that you saw?
So you wouldn't know some of them, but the highlight was MJ, the Michael Jackson musical. That was actually my favorite one that I saw.
Mommy darn.
Fantastic. Like, the talent, oh my gosh. Like, I really thought that he was lip syncing because he sounded just like Michael.
Give me one of those, Lori. Give me a hee hee. Nice.
Sounds just like him.
Really good.
Because I'm a woman, so I feel like for men it's harder to get to that range. But that singer, he did it beautifully.
Well, very cool. What a great trip.
Yeah, Logan. Well, look at that. So we gave you exactly the category that you needed. And how could we know? Lori, you're charming as can be. If you will stand by, Josh will come around and tell you about that prize, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening.
Going back to her Hamilton hoodie that she had on, God, the markup for those clothing items.
Was it like $90 for a hoodie?
It was like $90 for a hoodie or $75 or something for like a hat. It was like, my God. And it's like, who's walking around with a Hamilton hat on?
But a Hamilton hoodie might be
a Hamilton.
Badass.
They looked pretty cool. But I was like, I can't do it. No, it's expensive. It's like going to a concert.
Well, there, Jeremy, 2 days in a row.
Look at
first
that.
Caller.
How would we know though? She nailed that one.
All right, we'll play. We're gonna try again tomorrow. No, I mean, this is successful. As long as we have a winner, it's successful.
Yep.
But everyone else who was on hold, once again, 2 days in a row, is cursing us.